Potter Who Cast.
I'm going to save the world.
Everything is possible. Everything is possible.
Sound may change me, but I can't trace time.
Oh, that was really good.
That was. Okay.
All right. First of all, so we're having a musical episode. Is that it?
Yeah.
Because there was a shot. But first of all, that looks amazing. Jinx Monsoon looks great. The fucking shot of the guy trapped inside the drum. I do not like that. I hate that. I think my favorite part of the 60th specials was that one shot of the guy trapped inside the balls from by the toy maker. And I was like, that is terrifying. And so if we have more of that, I am all in. It is very clearly a musical episode because they have like they're dancing with umbrellas and there's people like grooving. Oh yeah, we're getting a musical episode. This is gonna be great. It's finally happening. We're getting a musical episode.
Mm-hmm. Very funny as well that the trailer is set to changes as well. That's. It feels so every single shot, I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, like
what is this, tell me more.
The boogeyman, it
also seems very much like, I don't know who said this, I read this on Twitter, but somebody was like, oh, it's gonna be much more of a supernatural series because by the toy maker coming back, things are gonna be more fantasy, and that's why there's goblins and stuff. That's great. I'm into all of this.
Mm-hmm.
When is the release date? May? Oh my god, it's fucking May,
yeah,
two May 10th. Months from now. Mm-hmm.
Well, technically speaking, like a week until the days, it'll be 1 month. So it's even better. Some bits that really made me laugh. The bit where she steps on the butterfly and she turns into a butterfly.
For yes. Nicole, well, that probably is what happened to Pete. So who's Pete? That's still my favorite joke. Who's Pete? But I mean, that's great. The Beatles episode looks great. The one episode where she's holding the gun and shooting, that's probably the Moffat episode, right? The one where he steps on a mine, that's what we're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Regency episode, which, good to know, there's monsters in the Regency episode. Yeah, if you look at the shot of her, of Ruby shooting the gun, you can see the Doctor still on the mine in the background. I love the whole like monsters are just creatures you haven't met yet. That's great. I love the return of UNIT. I don't know what's going on with like when they see that destroyed London and they're still in their 60s outfits
and they're crying.
I was so curious what's going on. I really did not know that that Ruby Sunday is leaving after a season and a half, right? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Also, this is not a dig on Shruti, but I think this is the first moment where I was like, all right, that's the Doctor. I think Ruby Road, the church on Sunday Road, whatever. The Christmas special still felt like getting there, but this feels like, oh, he's there, it's here. That bit at the end where he looks at the camera and winks, that is really good.
I love
it when they do that because the Doctor knows he's the character in a TV show. This is an established thing. Ever since, I know this is a fact because literally the first Doctor has a scene where he looks at the camera and says, "Happy Christmas to everyone at home." So he knows he's a character in a TV show. Mm-hmm. But that's, I mean, it all looks great. I just wish it was earlier. I mean, very smart to release it a month and a half before as opposed to what streaming does nowadays where they release it fucking what do they release it like 2 weeks before the show comes out and they don't promote it at all. So I'm like, yeah, I'm excited, let's go. What do you think? I've been talking for 5 minutes.
It's I'm buzzing. Obviously I'm gonna have a different experience watching it because I'm going to watch it at midnight via VPN. Don't tell anyone using a VPN to watch BBC iPlayer. God forbid they'll get at me for watching Death in Paradise reruns. So I'm really looking forward to watching it. there's so much in there where, like, you know, I'm cursed by having knowledge of, like, leaks from, like, a year and a half ago, and seeing stuff in there that confirms some of those leaks. Mostly the Regency episode stuff. There's bits in there where...
Can you tell me the leaks after we start recording?
Yes. But, like, there's just so much in there where I'm like, oh, like, it looks so good. The music notes coming off of Jinx Monsoon's character and, like, wrapping around people. That looks like such a great effect. The very brief shot we get of the big slug that we all know and love, that leaked via Seth Boho's, like, 2 years ago. That one shot there that got me excited. I can't miss
big slug. Big slug.
Kids cheering. Big slug. That's great. I have a feeling people are going to gravitate towards that one shot of Shuhi with David Tennant's head floating next to him.
I am 100% sure that's going to be like scanning him, and it's going to show all the previous ones. Yeah,
3D model of William Hartnell's head rotating.
I really hope it is just the one from Dimensions in Time. Just the Hartnell and Patrick Troughton from Dimensions in Time heads. Mm-hmm. The weird ass shit floating heads.
Yeah, it just looks like there's so much great stuff in there. I'm so excited just to be able to see it. I'm just going to get really annoyed that it's May, and like I want to see it now.
And
we
forget that this is what it used to be like, right? Like people would announce TV shows release dates, and you would wait, and you would get them, and you would watch them week by week, and it wouldn't be like a fucking 3 weeks before announcement. Like, hey, guess what is coming out? And you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. There's so much stuff. There's like, there's so much stuff in there. I just want to, like, you know, that shot of the dinosaurs looks so good as well. The big valley with all the dinosaurs. The kind of scary kind of planet kind of configuration. There's so much in there. I'm so excited, like, to speculate in a healthy way about it, rather than being like, you know, it's obviously the Rani. It's obviously the,
it's the Rani. Rani's back.
There's already rumors, by the way, that Susan Twist is playing the monk because the song she requests in Church on Ruby Road apparently is a song that, like, they used to play for monks or something. So people are like, oh, she's a monk. She's obviously the monk. But it's just, I don't know. It's very
Doctor strange. Who fans don't deserve to live. They must die.
They're going into jail.
Go to Shada. Immediately to Shada.
Go to Shada. Go to Shada.
Do not pass go. Go to Shada. I'm excited. I'm just looking forward to Doctor Who being more of a thing again. Because I remember the mentioning, like, oh, we're going to have, like, I saw some stuff being like, oh, books are coming out again with new stories, all that shit. It's like, finally, like, guys, like, let's get this thing going again. God, I miss, you know, watching the episodes and then reading like a pirated EPUB of like some random book that came out where the Doctor meets an alien is in a spaceship and the alien goes, my name is Bleeporp. And Amy's like, what? I missed that. Let's get that again, guys. Like, I missed that.
I'm buzzing. Just, it's like, the big thing as well is that as soon as that needle drop started, I was like, we're so back, because show being a modern style trailer where, like, they like interpolate a song like that is just like, it feels so weird to have like that much care put into it. Because usually the trailers are like, you know, it's just whatever. Like, it's usually just it's like the trailers that we do. It's just bad cut together clips. But like to have like actual, like, you know, in the trailer is just so exciting as well.
I mean, it is still not my absolute favorite Doctor Who trailer, which is the one they did for, I think it was the season 7, not series 7, second Pertwee Blu-ray thing. They made a trailer that was like a fucking, what was it? Oh man, I forget. It was like a spy trailer, and it had a whole original song, and that shit was great. I love that one. I don't remember what it was. I think it was 8. It's season 10. This is my absolute favorite Doctor Who trailer, which is they have a whole original, like, James Bond style song. And it is very, very good. Anyway, I'm excited. Let's get to it, guys. Come on, May cannot be here any faster. I'm so excited. Here we go.
Here we go. Changes more like bye. Let's get going. Doctor Who.
Oh dear, we are in trouble, aren't we?
Joe, you've got all the time in the world. And all the space, I'm offering them to you.
Time can never be your trusted friend or your sworn ally.
My dear Miss Grant,
I may call you Joe Maintyre.
No, it's the harshest mistress of all.
As the old song says, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
And life is just a chain of moments spent, a thousand hellos and goodbyes. Maybe a love like ours can lead out its call.
We're the same type, Lord.
No right to be here.
Until the world is
I can see you've been doing the TARDIS up a bit. I don't like it.